Time to go brum brum and go motoring with my favourite motoring expert. His name is James Ward. He is the content director for drive.com.au. G'day, brother.
Mate, it's nice to have you back. Welcome back from the fresh from the Easter chocolate, the hot cross buns, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's great to be back. It is really good to be back. I've had a think about a number of things I wanted to talk to you about, and one of them is digital driver's licences. I know that Victoria is going digital next month. Can you explain how the rest of Australia will follow suit and what it means?
Well, yeah, the rest of Australia is sort of almost all, kind of on that road. And New South Wales, I think, pioneered this. I know there was a trial in South Australia and in Queensland, but New South Wales has had this for quite some time. So now Victoria is catching up. And basically, like everything else, you can have your driver's license on your phone. And the idea is that everybody knows that that's what you're carrying around. And there are all these cases where, you know, people say, oh, I forgot my wallet and all that kind of thing. The benefit of a digital license is that it can remind you when it's due. It can be always up to date. So if you do renew your license, the digital copy is there. Plus, they're building in all of these, ways to basically make it uncounterfeitable. Now, I don't know about you, mate. I don't want to. I'm sure the statute of limitations has gone, but it wasn't James Ward who went to a few bars and nightclubs back when I was 16 or 17. It was someone's brother who kind of looked a little bit like
me.
You sort of stuck in.
My daughter had a similar one, yes.
Yeah, look, and that's part of it. So moving to a fully digital license is something that it stops this kind of thing. It's a pity because I tell you what, that's a rite of passage, having your own. I remember allegedly printing out things on like a dot matrix Apple printer, and I don't know how this thing was supposed to pass, but lo and behold, it did, and you know, we all survived, and it was good times. But basically, yes, digital licenses will start to roll out to all Australians now. And what that means is that your ID is with you all the time. Mm. Now, we get a lot of questions about this. If a police officer pulls you over and asks to see your license and you're in your car and you hand over your phone or you open up your phone, can they then book you for using your phone while driving a car? The answer is no. So let's just stop that one quickly. Don't worry about it. But it is I guess it's the next generation of modern technology.
I recently bought a motor car, as you know, and it was a private sale. And part of the change of ownership, the guy asked me to send him a photo of both the front and back of my license. Why did he need the back? And
is so. Yeah, normally to do that is because sometimes you have the an alternate address, and you have like it's basically a way of you know, recording someone's ID as a bit of seller and buyer protection, and you do that. But the new way of doing things, look, there are ways you can share. It still does open itself up to a little bit of maybe a bit sketchy, like the idea that someone shows you a screenshot on their phone. If it's not being generated from the license app, could that potentially be something that's counterfeit? We do need to kind of explore all these things. It's like with everything. As soon as there's new technology to do something, everybody figures out a way to get around it and how to exploit it. So for punters like us who are just trying to do the right thing, most of it makes sense. But exactly as you say, when you're buying or selling a car and you need to trade license details, and say, for example, you have a traffic accident and you want to swap license details for insurance, how do you make sure that person's okay? There are QR codes to scan. It goes back through to the RTA or the Vic Roads or whoever it is in your state to make sure you've got the right person. But I think there are nuances here that we all need to be taught how to use it properly.
James Ward is with us. We're talking motoring, drive.com.au. James, I'm stuck with the dilemma. My missus, the Minister for War and Finance, says I'm going to be a massive wanker if I go ahead. But my kids are saying, Dad, go and get personalised number plates for your new car. James, are you a fan of personalised number plates, even if it's just your initials and something clever afterwards? Is it worth it? Is it a wank? What are your thoughts? I'll ask my listeners the same question. Are personalised number plates a wank? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, without putting too simple a message on, yes, they are. just, it's okay. Like, I tell you what, if you got LB and then, you know, 1234 or something like that, it's your birthday, that's okay. I can let that one slide. But people, you know, you've seen the red Commodore with red HSV or hot XR6 and all that. Nobody needs that. Don't waste the money. Don't waste the money. That's the thing. You could spend that money on better things like fuel and enjoying life. Just be happy. But I tell you what, if you're in New South Wales, obviously, as you are, don't get the stupid yellow ones. That's the only thing
what's
I can
that,
say.
What's that? What's, that? What's that?
The yellow number plates, the big normal New South Wales.
Yeah,
you just don't get those. Get the premium ones. And if you in Victoria, we get the like the slimline black and white ones.
Yeah, yeah, they're available
the,
too.
The white and blue. But look, personalised plates, I'm not really there. I like some of the heritage ones. Like they can make a car look pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
the European ones look good on BMWs. And
yeah, look, the Euro ones can look pretty good. But honestly, it's not worth the
not
money.
Not worth it?
No.
Can I ask my listeners, 133353, do you have personalised number plates? I want to know, what does it say? Is there a message or is it just your initials or your birthday? And do you think people with personalised number plates, are they wankers? What are your thoughts, listeners? Give us a call. Do I go ahead and do it or not? 133353 is the telephone number. Hey, listen, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was only about a month ago. You and I were talking about the Blue Meanie, the Peter Brock legendary HDTV KSS Group A. It was sold.
It's back for sale.
It's on sale again. What's happened?
Look, this is the thing. So this is the car that was, and it was Brock's own car. So this was the one that was actually sold in inverted commas through the, and look, I can't call them a raffle company because it's not a raffle, but through that buy a subscription and get an entry into a prize draw and win a car kind of thing. And look, this was valued at somewhere between $700 and $1 million. But the person is selling that car and it is a genuine piece of Australian motoring history. Obviously, as you would, like, yeah, no one needs a $1 million Commodore.
Actually, I'm looking at it here. Gray's Auction sold it for $1.14 million.
It's crazy. That was, you know, the full COVID tax in effect. But look, it is a piece of Australian history. If you are a well-heeled car collector, you can't get another one. And might I say, this week, Bev Brock, Peter Brock's wife,
Bev, she died this week. Yeah, Sunday. So yeah, 77. Very sad.
It is something else that you know might really help the Peter Brock legacy kind of hold a lot more value. So, look, I tell you what, if you are a well-heeled collector and you're looking for something that is a pretty cool slice of Australian motoring history, that VKSS Group A Blue Meanie, I'll tell you what, I would.
So it's a 4.9 litre V8. It is Peter Brock's personal car, or one of his personal cars. Folks, it's sold at Gray's Auctions for $1.14 million. It'll be interesting to see. How do you get it? Where is it?
Look, it's online, I think, at the moment. It's through Collecting Cars, I think, has the listing. So it is an auction again, but you can go and check it out and see. But we've got an article on drive.com.au where you can see the listing and find out all the details and get a bit of history of the Blue Meanie Commodore.
Okay. I think bidding was at just over $300,000. It comes with a letter of authenticity on HDT letterhead, signed by Peter Brock's longtime teammate, the late John Harvey. There's a large folder with invoices and paperwork documenting the vehicle's history. So there you go. What will it go for? We'll keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay, good to talk to you, James. Talk next week.
Brilliant. Always a pleasure.
There he is, James Ward, and motoring, drive.com.au, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.